Good morning, Raven 6 from Victoria.
Hello, I wanted to. I got an email from Hampshire County Council that my father died on the 1st of August. I want to find out if he was cremated there because I don't live in the UK.
Okay, what's your father's name, please?
Krishna Swami Venkataramanan. He's an Indian man, almost 91 years old.
Died. Okay, could you spell his surname for me?
V as in Victor, E as in England, N as in Norway, K as in Kilo, A as in America, T as in Tokyo. Those are the first six letters of his surname. It's a long surname.
Yeah.
So V E N K A T, then A as in apple, R as in Raja, A as in apple, yeah. M as in mother. A is an apple, N is in Nancy, A is an apple, N is in Nancy.
Yes. And Krishna Swami, is that his first name?
Yes.
yes, he was cremated here at Basingstoke on the 8th of October, 8th of October, 8th of August.
So did you have a ceremony?
No, it was an unattended service.
That means my sister...
Nobody attended, no.
So the body was just taken to you?
Yes. And he was taken and we play some music. We always do on the unattended. We play some music while he was brought in and then we said, the people that work here, we said farewell to him. And he was cremated.
So was he brought in from Basingstoke Hospital or Ashcombe Nursing Home?
He was brought in by a funeral director.
And he was brought in, the funeral director, in from where? Basingstoke Hospital or Ashcombe?
Yes.
So he didn't die?
Basingstoke. It was from the funeral director. So he, was he in a, let me just have a look. Was he in a nursing home? Oh, yes, Ashcombe House he was in, wasn't he?
Is that where he died?
Hang on, let me bring up the paperwork. Come on, stop. Right, just looking through the paper. So he passed away at Basingstoke Hospital.
Okay, he didn't pass away at the nursing home. He stayed there, but he didn't pass away at the nursing home.
No. So he was obviously taken to hospital for some unknown reason. And then...
Oh, so while he died in hospital and he was...
He was admitted to hospital on the 20th of July.
He didn't go to that nursing home because they said he had been there.
He was at the nursing home.
Yeah.
Then he got taken to hospital on the 20th of July, and he stayed there until he passed.
Oh, I see. So my sister and brother-in-law just called the funeral director, and he was transported from the hospital to your crematorium.
Yes, he goes to the funeral director's home and he stays there and they do whatever they have to do and then he gets brought to us.
And what's the funeral director's name?
It's Alexander and Dry.
Alexander.
And Dry.
D-R-Y?
Their phone number?
Yes.
Yes, that's it, yep. Would you like their phone number?
Yes.
It's 01256.
Yes.
844.
Yes.
663.
What time was he cremated?
At 8:20. on the 8th of July, 8th of August.
It's 20 past 8 in the morning.
Yes, in the morning.
And is that normally done? Can it be unattended?
Yes, we do have, certain funerals in the early mornings. They are unattended. Because the family don't want to be there, or the family are not contact. You know, there is no family. If there's no family, or the family choose not to attend.
But they paid you and the funeral director, right? Mr. and Mrs. Wortley have, my sister and brother-in-law have paid you and the funeral director to do the necessary.
Well, yes, they pay the funeral director. They don't. Then the funeral director pays us. Yes.
Okay. So what time did he die? He died. He stayed in Basingstoke Hospital from 20th July. He was obviously in a critical condition, and he died on the 1st of August.
Yes, the 1st of August.
Okay. And what did they do anything to the ashes? Did they get them home, or did they have any religious?
The funeral director has got the ashes.
And is he going to give them to my sister and brother-in-law?
I don't know. That's the funeral director will know that.
I see. And was it electronic?
Electronic.
Okay. Thank you, madam. He's my father. I'm Vijay's older sister. I've come from Ireland.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thank you, madam.
Okay. Take care, won't you?
Bye.
Bye.